OJB's podcast, 15 October 2016, Pointless Jobs. I recently read an opinion piece on the subject of why capitalism has created so many pointless jobs. The idea that increasing automation, robotics, and artificial intelligence would make life easier for people at work has not really worked out the way it was predicted to when those trends became more prominent about 80 years ago. Economist John Maynard Keynes predicted that advanced countries would probably reduce the working week to about 15 hours, but that hasn't happened. In fact, many people are working far more than the traditional 40 hours, and there's been a conspicuous lack of jobs available for all those people still working for the full week. So what has happened? Well, a while back I read another piece titled something like The Rise of Bullshit Jobs, which pointed out that a large fraction of modern jobs are completely pointless and really could be eliminated tomorrow without making any real difference to how efficiently the economy was running. As society still values employment very highly and regards unemployment as one of the great social evils to be avoided at all costs, but as technology makes human labour less important, shouldn't we be welcoming the freedom from work, especially the repetitive, unpleasant and dangerous jobs that really shouldn't exist? In a report covering most of the last century, it was found that the number of productive jobs in manufacturing, agriculture, etc. has crashed, but these jobs have been replaced with professional, managerial, clerical, sales and service workers, which have grown from about a quarter to three quarters of the total. I'm not saying that all jobs in these categories are pointless, because they're not. I myself am a computer consultant programmer, so I guess I fit into professional or service sector, depending on how highly you rate computer geeks. And I think I perform a needed function. So not all the new jobs are pointless, but a lot, maybe most, of them are. So instead of creating the opportunity for greatly reduced working hours by having the same working population doing the lesser amount of productive work, we have created a whole pile of pointless jobs to fill the void. The most ironic thing is that it is often people who work in these jobs who complain about the lack of productivity, even though it is precisely them who are causing it. So let's have a look at the type of job mentioned in the article that the author regarded as being in the pointless category. Private equity CEOs, lobbyists, PR researchers, actuaries, telemarketers, bailiffs, legal consultants, most administrators, financial service professionals, health administrators, human resource experts, and academic administrators. These are the sort of people who I often see the term worthless bureaucrats used to describe. It may be that there is a need for these professions to exist at a certain level, but a case could be made that we could dispense with them completely and make the world a better place, because the title pointless jobs is actually a bit too generous. These people are not only a complete waste of time and space, but they actually make the people who are doing the real work less productive and effective. If a worker is constantly interrupted with the need to do pointless paperwork to keep a bureaucrat happy, for example, that bureaucrat doesn't just have zero value, he or she is actually worse than useless. And the argument that administrators take some of the burden off the paperwork away from their workers doesn't really work. What is that paperwork for? In most cases, it is just pointless nonsense to keep another bureaucrat happy, who can then use the meaningless information collected to keep an even more senior bureaucrat informed on a subject that she or he knows nothing about and is simply being misled about through junk information. And inevitably, the workers are the original source of the information, so it is their time which is wasted in creating it. I do have to say that blaming capitalism for this is arguably a bit unfair. One of the worst places I've seen it in is schools, where teachers are expected to teach bigger and more difficult classes while at the same time coping with an increased burden of reporting, evaluation and generation of other, mostly pointless nonsense. Schools generally aren't thought of as being run on capitalist models, although modern education does more closely follow their board CEO senior management model and have financial constraints as an important aspect of its operational principles. So technically schools aren't capitalist entities, but the rise of neoliberalism has ensured that many capitalist ideologies are followed. But capitalism is supposed to create efficiencies because each company wants to optimise its income. Surely having a whole layer of bureaucracy stifling greater productivity is an anathema to this ideal. Well, no, because companies are run by boards and senior managers who are exactly the type of person who start the bureaucratisation process. It's hardly likely that these people are going to suddenly experience an epiphany and say that managers are parasites, considering they would be describing themselves. The other critical factor is what is often referred to as the Protestant work ethic. This isn't to say that everyone who rates the simple fact of working as being virtuous has to be a Protestant. It's more just that this is where it is often thought to derive from. And in the past, when there was little automation available, hard work was a genuine advantage to society, and many of the advances in Europe and America stemmed from it. But it's just not relevant anymore. It's time to make it okay to spend more time on interests, leisure activities, sporting goals, and other non-work-related pursuits. You can make society operate on a 15-hour working week, and eventually maybe a zero-hour week. People will still do things, but it will be the things they want to do instead of what they have to do, and society will be so much better as a result.